Hi everyone, welcome back to Starting With The Pits with me, Lily and Charlotte. We've got a very sudden episode today because of some big news that's happened in the Formula One world.
Yeah, Esteban Ocon is leaving Alpine at the end of the year. We kind of expected this.
Well, no, I did not think it'd be Esteban that would leave.
You said in Monaco, you said they will love... Oh no, you said they... Yeah. Love Esteban, yeah, sorry, yeah.
Yes, because apparently, like, there's a big divide in the garages and, like, Esteban was the one that was always favoured. And I don't know if it's, like, obviously the past week for him has been really tough. He put a statement out, which is really sad to see. But obviously things have been going on behind the scenes because it was very sudden. But did you see at the end of his statement, he said, like, all will be revealed soon.
Yeah, I don't know what we could expect from Esteban. I'm a bit, I don't know. I have no idea what could happen now.
I'm thinking Haas.
So shall we take a look at what people have said? Where is Esteban Ocon going next? So we have. Somebody said nowhere.
I don't agree.
I think he will have something.
In terms of, like, the middle pact, he is actually a really strong driver. He was a part of Mercedes' junior development driver, and he obviously stood on the sidelines with them in that year off. So I don't feel like it's the end for him.
Well, that brings on to another response, which was Mercedes.
Oh. I saw someone say Red Bull.
Well, somebody... Funny you should say that. Somebody says Red Bull or another racing series.
I don't know if I could see him in another racing series because he's not done anything outside to make me think that. Like, I feel like other drivers have, like, had, like, one-off races, whereas Esteban hasn't, from what I know anyway. So I can't see him going to Red Bull, him and Max Verstappen.
That would be a major clash. Because they had that fight, didn't they? Do you remember back in the day? They just, like, shoved him. That was
DTS at its peak.
That was Max asserting his dominance before we even realised it was going to be happening.
Yeah.
But, more importantly, who do you think is going to replace him?
Okay, so I've actually wrote down the options.
Okay.
So the top one, I would say, is Mr. Jack Doohan.
I agree.
So I went scrolled on TikTok before. This is the video that came up, and I'd like your first reaction. KB, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me.
Yeah, I love that.
These junior drivers and their TikTok dances it's just we'll go on to that another episode maybe because it's iconic. But he's their reserve driver at the minute. He is very good. His dad is also a very notable person in the motorsports world.
Who is his dad?
Nick Doohan. He is a MotoGP champion.
Oh, okay.
I think.
Interesting.
And fun fact, he actually got his first car from Michael Schumacher.
What, Jack Doohan?
Jack Doohan, yeah.
What was his car?
Like a kart, sorry.
Oh, kart. Interesting.
Yeah. Wow. So he's probably top spot. Then there's Victor Martins, who's their other Alpine driver. Had a really strong season last year in F2, has struggled a bit this season, so I can't see him making the switch. And then people have been saying Mick Schumacher.
Well, yeah, there is Mick Schumacher in the mix, but I don't know. I feel like Mick is not F1 anymore for me.
No, because he drives for Alpine in WEC, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
So, they're really the only three that come to mind, but you never know in F1.
What about Carlos Sainz?
No.
He's still available. I don't think, I can't see him Alpine at all, but...
Also, again, him and Pierre, I feel like they crash. Like...
I've never seen them interact with each other, to be fair, so I wouldn't know.
Do not remember. They had a bit of, like, drama over the radio last year, and then Carlos tweeted... or was it Pierre that put the video on of the crash?
Vaguely.
Something. Well,
that's ringing a bell.
But will Pierre even stay?
I don't know. Really don't know.
What has happened with Alpine in the last year? Like, obviously, Otmar got sacked. They've got these billionaire investors in the likes of, like, Travis Kelce, Trent Alexander-Arnold, like, Ryan Reynolds. Like, and then, obviously, the start of the season, their engine just doesn't work.
It feels like such a rogue team. Like, they're the only team to go and get all these random investors, these celebrity investors. It's like they're trying to be something that nobody else has done before, but it's just failing.
Yeah, well, I just don't know. I was not expecting that to be the announcement this morning, because everyone was saying that Red Bull were going to announce Sergio Perez's contract this year.
If that Red Bull broadcast channel is Sergio Perez's extension, I will be so annoyed. I want something more. If you're going to put me in suspense for this long, give me something more.
Will I get tweet notifications from, like, spam account? And my first notification this morning was Red Bull have extended Sergio Perez's contract till the end of 2025. And I was like, oh my God. It was from a spam account.
Oh.
That's how I didn't believe the Lewis Hamilton announcement when I first got it. Because I was in America, so obviously woke up at 3 a.m. And I was like, I saw them come through and went back to sleep because I was like, oh, it's just one of them, like, no.
I was literally, so I was, my recollection of Lewis going to Ferrari was, I was sat in the office in the middle of a meeting and I got a notification from the Formula One app and I just went silent. Like, I was mid-conversation, I just went silent and everyone's like, are you okay? Is everything okay? I was like, Lewis Hamilton's going to Ferrari. And they were like, do you need a moment? They knew how much it meant to me. I was like, I just need to lie down for a sec.
I was on a shoot that day and they didn't really know about Formula One, but they knew I was, and they were like, oh my God, what? Like, they're American. They were like, oh my God, that Lewis Hamilton. And I was like, don't speak to me.
Speaking of Lewis, have you watched his Hot Ones interview?
No, it's on my Tubi.
Really good. It's really nice. I feel like we're seeing more of Lewis's personality this season now that he's relaxed a little bit. And yeah.
I hope he is still able to do that in Ferrari, because I feel like Ferrari was that team where they weren't allowed, like, any outside bits. But, like, Fred's come in and I feel like it's really shaken up the team a bit. Like, Charles is living his best life, and Carlos as well, and hopefully that still passes on to Lewis.
I agree. But yeah, it is a really good interview. Like, he is actually really funny. In honor of Love Island being tonight, Lily has a new episode segment for you guys. Lily,
what Formula One drivers would go into Love Island?
Straight off the bat, Daniel Ricciardo.
Okay, I was gonna say Lando Norris.
Yeah.
I could see Logan Sargeant going in Love Island USA.
I think Logan Sargeant will go into Love Island, but then be that one that doesn't get picked. Sorry!
You can't say that!
He'd be like the real sweetheart, though, that everybody is rooting for. And he just, I know, I'm sorry.
Fine. Pierre would honestly, he'd only go in as a bombshell, though.
Yes, Pierre is bombshell energy.
Thing, spicy.
Carlos would be bombshell energy, but they do super slow-mos on his hair.
Like a, okay, that's a slight. And then, who else do I think? Do you know who I think would go in? Like Nico Hulkenberg.
I saw Nico Hulkenberg this weekend.
You did? If they all were single, no wives.
Yeah, of course.
Someone who I think is would be a Love Island hater has to be Max Verstappen.
Oh, Max would hate it so much. He would be like, Max would be like, I'm a celeb. In that kind of situation.
Yeah, but I do you want to know who I genuinely think is a Love Island fan and, like, sits there and watches it? There's three that come to mind. George Russell.
Yes.
100% watches Love Island. And then Yuki.
Interesting take. Okay.
Well, obviously, he was in Milton Keynes for years, wasn't he? Like, Liam Lawson 100% watches Love Island, but he's not on the grid at the minute. And then third, who else? I do think Lando watches Love Island.
Just to see whose DMs he can slide in after they've come out of Villa.
Well, 100%. But George Russell is, he's like messaging Ian Sterling being like, good line.
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to use that.
I'm going to use that one. Yeah, so that's a really good one. That's so funny. That's something I'd love to ask the British drivers. Have you ever watched Love Island?
Yeah, no, literally. I completely agree.
All good informative questions out the window. Straight to the real business.
Straight to the priorities. Moving on to this weekend. It's Canadian Grand Prix.
I love this racetrack.
Do you? See, yeah. I watched the highlights on my way and I can't remember a single thing about it, so I've got notes.
So all I remember is Alex Albon being Alex Albon and holding back the field for like 30, 40 laps or something like that. He was on like old tires. Then all the memes came out of like Alex Albon like defending and stuff like that, and I feel like that was one of his best races.
Yeah, didn't he get like P7 or something? Like he was really high up. Well, this time last year, Alonso got P2.
Oh my God, did he?
Lewis was P3.
Lewis was on the podium. What?
This must be quite a strong track for the oldies.
You know what? I'll have it written down in here.
And it was Red Bull's 100th race win.
It's later, isn't it? Because usually this is the Spanish Grand Prix.
Okay.
What? I need to fact check this.
But considering, like, Mercedes was saying they had such a bad year last year, it's like you didn't really have a bad year, let's be
No,
realistic.
and I always say this. I'm sick to death of hearing them both moan. More Lewis, because he does like to moan last year. They finished really well. Lewis finished P3 in the Drivers' Championship last year. I know that's not where he should be, but they didn't have a bad season. I was a Ferrari fan last year. That was hard.
Same, same.
Fair enough. She's right. Max Verstappen, Fernando Alonso, and Lewis Hamilton.
Yeah. And not because of any penalties or anything
No.
that genuinely was up there.
Did anyone DNF?
Logan.
George Russell as well.
Oh yeah, and George.
And
And George.
Nick DeRee, yeah, he went into the back of.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
But this time last year, McLaren was still on the back. Well, not this time last year because this is later this year, but like this time last race
They
here,
didn't get
McLaren were like midfield.
that upgrade till Austria. This time last year, I was actually at the Barcelona Grand Prix or the Spanish Grand Prix, and it's quite depressing. That was my first race, and here I am, a
I
year
know. Yeah,
later.
but we've got Silverstone coming up.
We
It's
have got
not long.
it
It's a
is
month away.
literally not long. June is gonna fly by.
Yeah, it is fully.
Yeah. Canadian Grand Prix though, I like it because I feel like it's one of them tracks that should stay on the circuit because, like, history. There's chances of different weather,
Yeah.
and I want to say it's a two star, but I could be
Cars. And I was like,
very
well,
wrong.
I want to say it's a two-stop as well, but I'm not 100%.
Yeah. And how many DR? It's got two DRS zones. Zones?
DRS zones.
Mastery. And quite long. Okay, yeah, I'm looking forward to this. Shock, Valtteri Bottas holds the lap record, like he does. Maybe I keep forgetting Max didn't win the last race.
No, same. I'm so out of like sync with everything now. It's really thrown me off.
But like, or anything, he could DNF this race.
Imagine.
I don't
Okay.
wish that on him.
Imagine he DNFs and Ocon just has this amazing race and he gets on podium. That would be a real two fingers to Alpine.
I know, I.
Quite niche. I don't know why that would happen, to be
Yeah,
honest,
but
but.
never know, never know. But I don't want Max to DNF, but my God, if we're going like neck and neck into this season, Lando, Charles, and Max, because I do think Lando is going to get into the fight, everyone will shut their mouths. It will be
Yeah.
so great to watch.
Sit down.
Sit down, stop telling me F1's boring because.
I agree.
It'd be good, but.
Here I am telling everyone to go and watch endurance racing when I've just sat around for like 14 hours waiting for a race to start that didn't even start.
Pros and cons of every.
You know, it balances itself out at
Yeah.
some point.
I wonder if Oscar Piastri's gonna try and get Lance Stroll to adopt him at this racetrack.
Maybe. That would be cool. Oscar Piastri Stroll.
Yeah, it is Lance Stroll's home race. I feel like he's been quite silent recently.
Say I've not heard much from him. He just keeps posting on Instagram like once every blue moon with a date on it and that's it.
We like it cool. We like it all.
Oh, he's the cool mysterious guy in the background.
He is. Gets too much hate.
I
Well,
agree.
you got a strong fan, aren't you?
I am a Lance Stroll fan. I feel like if anybody else was in the position that his dad is in, you would do the exact same thing for your child.
All the drivers on the grid have had their seats bought.
It just so happens that Lawrence is more of a prominent figure.
And he owns the team. But, like,
But this is the thing, right? So, being at Nürburgring this weekend, one of the team owners also drives in one of the...
Oh!
Well, that's just the same thing. You're just buying your way into the seat by owning the team.
I know.
It's just another level.
That's actually quite interesting.
Isn't it? But he was part of, like, the... I think he was, like... There's different layers of drivers. I don't know if you know this, because I didn't. There's, like, bronze, silver, gold, pro, platinum... And all these teams are made up of different ones, and you've got to have certain licenses, and it's very confusing.
Oh, well, I saw a TikTok this weekend, and it was someone, like, trying to explain the IndyCar teams. I don't know if you've seen it. So they were like, so the two orange cars are on the same team, and it was like, no. And then it was, and I was like, oh my God, how can anyone understand this?
This is what I mean. There's that many sponsors in IndyCar that they change the liveries every now and then.
This was another one. So someone said, like, I think it was Alex... Hello? Yeah. Oh, he's in that car. Is he in the green car? And they went, yeah, but next week he's in this car. And I thought, how?
I can't follow this. I can't keep up.
I really want to get into it because I feel like there's more at stake at the minute. They're very emotional. And I really like to see that. So maybe I'll try to get into it. But it's just, it's on at awkward times. And... I am very grateful to be a European F1 fan. I'm sorry.
Same. I'm so glad I'm not in Australia.
Oh my God, I know. Someone put a tweet, speaking about that, someone did a TikTok and she was like, I prefer a race at 5:30 in the morning so I can get on with my day. And I was like, no.
My day revolves around the racing.
And then also for me, that means the F2 would be on at 2 in the morning.
Unlucky. So we've got a new segment, guys. So we're going to do things only for the F1 fans. First of all, Sundays.
100%.
Nobody else is allowed a Sunday.
Saturdays, 6 times a year.
Yeah. The Smooth Operator song.
People look at me when that comes on.
Yeah, no, and I'm fully, like, jamming it out on my playlist, and they're just like, why are you listening to this? And I'm like, you don't understand the concept. It's fine. Paps. Wearing a cap.
That's how you spot people, like, there is nothing I love more than I'm in public and I see someone in, like, a Mercedes cap or, like, a Red Bull cap. And it's just, like...
But there's that moment when you make eye contact and you're like, do I approach you or do we just mutually agree that we're cool?
Because if you wear in the same one, then you can be, like...
Yeah. Because I was wearing Quadrant merch on my way to Germany and there's somebody else in a McLaren F1 jumper and I was like, do I say something? And I was like, no, don't do it. Things only for the F1 fans, complaining about something they love but continuing to watch it.
I've never heard something so true. I feel like there's been a lot going on like TikTok and that, but all we do is complain. We are not happy about anything, whether that's the track, the teams, the drivers, the people at the racetrack.
We're always complaining.
It's really annoying because... I am at fault sometimes as well, but I try to hold myself accountable and do try to stop.
Things only for the F1 fans. Paying an insane amount of money for the most mid-merch.
Do you know what, though? I've just ordered a new McLaren hat. I've ordered the Monaco McLaren hat because it's red. So it was £28, which is not bad. When you go to the racetrack, though, awful. That same hat would cost £50, so...
It's a cap. I don't understand it. I really don't understand it. Well, that's all for that segment. Should we do predictions for Canada? I'm still going to put Alonso in there. I just want Alonso to do well at some point this year. I'm going to give him P3. You can have P3.
That's bold. That's bold. Was it Canada last year where they put up a picture of Felipe Drogovic? No.
Oh my God. So, sorry, backtrack a bit. But when I went into this restaurant yesterday, I walk in and there's like loads of signatures on the roof and stuff like that. And I just took a random picture of the roof, right? Speak of the devil and he shall appear.
What an odd place to find Felipe Drogovic's signature. What's that thing? What are you doing here? Something happened the other week, and I sent the Logan Sargeant tweet, like, The polar bear. Someone.
What?
Can't even explain it. So move on, move on. Have you ever seen when people say something about Logan Sargent and then they tweet the picture of the polar bear and it's like, bro, what is a polar bear doing in Arlington?
No. The only one I see with Logan Sargent where it's like, what the fuck is a kilometer?
He doesn't terrorize. I love him. I love him. Do you know what? I'm just taking each race as they come now because I've accepted he might not be here.
Just enjoy it while it lasts.
I'm just enjoying it. Banter. I just like him as a person.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. I need my P2 and P1. Canada.
My P3 is Carlos Sainz.
I'm going to put Carlos P2.
Okay. I feel like he's not been on the podium, so it's Jim.
P1. Oscar.
Bold.
That is the boldest bold podium I've ever said. Max is DNFing this week.
Okay. So my P2. So P3, Carlos. P2. I feel like it's really hard because I couldn't see Carlos on the podium and Oscar at the same time since them two can't race it together. So I'm going to go P3, Carlos. P2, Lando. Oh, it's so hard because then what's the reason for Shaw not being on the podium this week? Oh, I do think Max will win. I feel like we're going to have this thing where he doesn't win, then he wins. He doesn't win, then he wins. Okay, I'm going to go Carlos, Sergio, Max.
Which is right.
I don't know where it's got. Just the vibes.
Okay. I'll re-say mine in the order that it was. So P3 Alonso, P2 Carlos, P1 Oscar, Max DNF.
Bold. My bold prediction is, I said last time, what did I say last time? That Kevin Magnussen won't crash and, well, that did. Bold prediction.
Go on.
Logan Sargeant won't get knocked out in Q1.
The fact that that's a bold prediction.
Or it's either that or Esteban Ocon and Pierre will crash.
I feel that's not bold, to be honest.
Yes, yeah, so my bold prediction is Logan Sargeant will make it out of Q1. He was very close in Monaco.
Okay.
Was he? I don't know. Anyway, that's my bold prediction. I am a Logan Sargeant supporter till I die.
Do you know what? That's the best way to end an episode. I think that's perfect.
I know.
I hope you all enjoyed this very quick, rapid episode. And we will see you in Canada.
Woohoo!